In today's Ask Helen episode of the Guided Collective podcast, I'm tackling a community member's question. If you have a question or a topic of benefit to all listeners that you would love me to cover in an upcoming episode, I would love to hear from you. Please visit helenjacobs.co/podcast and look for the form at the top of that page to submit your suggestion. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. Today's question was emailed into me by a listener and community member, Rebecca, some time ago, and I have been itching to cover this topic. And so when I received Rebecca's email, I couldn't wait to answer it. So thank you so much, Rebecca. I have her question here, and I'll read out the most pertinent part so that we can really understand her question, and then I'm going to dive into my answer. So Rebecca says, I have read and listened to a few mediums who channel groups of spiritual entities like Chris, for example, Abraham through Esther Hicks. The premise of their message, although simplified here, is to feel good, and that what is will come back to you, even if it's just incremental small changes of feeling good. This message is really useful, but I also think that the other healing ideas about uncovering stuck emotions from the past that are in the body because they are unconsciously leading your experiences are valid too. Whereas, on the other hand, Abraham talks about not needing to go back into the past because we need to change how we feel in this moment. But I still feel that the stuck emotions and beliefs are unconscious, so we're not aware of them in order to change them. So I'm still doing a lot of the inner work, but then wonder if all this inner work is just keeping me stuck. If you could talk about these two seemingly opposing ideas and the general idea of spiritual bypassing versus dealing with unresolved emotional issues, I think it would be of benefit to the collective. Well, I couldn't agree more, and I do think that this conversation, at least that I may be able to get started today, is most definitely of benefit to the collective. So in order to answer Rebecca's question, I want to first just highlight a couple of things that she mentioned in the question or that I read out for her, just to make sure that everyone understands some of these references. So there was a reference to Abraham, which is an entity that is channeled by Esther Hicks. Esther and her now late husband, Jerry, have released multiple books and materials on actually a lot of the law of attraction, and they are great books. So Abraham is Esther's Chris. And so Chris is the name that I have given to my spiritual support team. And it's not just one being, but many. Now, in the question that Rebecca submitted, she also shares this idea of spiritual bypassing. And I want to just quickly touch on what I mean by spiritual bypassing. Hopefully it's the same as what Rebecca means in her question. Spiritual bypassing is this term that has developed and come around based on the idea that we sort of gloss over any real meaningful inner work or actually working through some of our quote unquote issues. Spiritual bypassing could look like good vibes only. It could look like, you know, reciting positive affirmations or just holding this perfect visualization without addressing any of the underlying beliefs or causes or hurts or traumas that are still being held on in your body. So this general idea of spiritual bypassing pretty much means, can't we just feel good and not worry about doing the work? So just by comparison, I guess, inner work is this term that I'm going to use, and Rebecca uses it in her question, that we can use as sort of a blanket term for working on our unconscious beliefs, the energy work that we may do, resolving these emotional issues. And so I'm going to pop it all under this term, this umbrella term of inner work. So the main piece that jumped out to me in Rebecca's question was her phrase, "I just wonder if all this inner work is keeping me stuck." And so here is my answer. It might be. It depends on where you are in your personal journey. And I think we need an element of both the positive energy and thoughts and feelings and the inner work. Like so much in this space, there is opposition and this essentially two opposing ideas. And so in order to explain my answer to this, I want to remind you of the universal laws. And so I do teach these in some of my programs. I had it in my last book, Follow Your Heart. I'm not going to share all 12 of them, but there are a couple that I want to highlight so that my answer here makes sense. So first is the law of vibration. This law says that everything is made of energy, that all matter, all living things, even your thoughts and feelings are made up of energy. Now, because energy is in constant motion, it vibrates at its own speed, it will also create its own unique frequency. So that's one of the laws that I want you to bear in mind. This next law, the law of attraction, I call it the poster child of manifestation, and chances are you've heard of it. And so what this law says is that like attracts like, especially like vibrations. So if you adjust your frequency, it will affect who or what you vibe with. And so you can adjust your frequency by changing your thoughts and your beliefs. Another law that I want to reference here briefly is the law of correspondence. And this law says that what occurs within will also occur outside. What happens above will happen below. What happens in your inner world, and so this is that inner world of thoughts and beliefs and energy, and also linked to that idea of inner work I mentioned before. So this inner world will also correspond to your outer world. And so that outer world I've spoken about before, it could be things like your job and money and relationships. But in reference to Rebecca's question, it can also be the object of what we're trying to manifest. The law of correspondence says that changing one will create a corresponding change in the other. Okay, and the last law that I do want to mention here is the law of duality, or sometimes known as the law of polarity. This law says that everything has its opposite. So there's positive and negative. There's light and dark. There's happy and sad. We cannot attract or experience only one of the poles in this polarity. We need both. And we must allow a balance and harmony between the two. Both can coexist. So, now that I've shared these key laws with you, I want to come back to what I said before because I think we need both. There may be times, and I don't really like the idea of spiritual bypassing, but certainly Abraham and Esther's suggestion here to hold a higher feeling vibration is important. But I firmly believe that we cannot think our way out of a lower frequency. And so the law of polarity, the law of duality, says that everything has its opposite. For every high vibrational thought, there must be a lower one. For every positive thought, there must be a negative thought. But what we also know is with the law of correspondence that what happens inside will affect what happens outside, so the inner world versus outer world. It also means that if the outer world changes first, then it will have a corresponding effect to our inner world. So what this also tells me is it doesn't really matter whether we start with the positive thought, for example, holding this higher vibration and positive thinking and only focusing on the good, or whether we start with the inner work. All roads will lead to the middle of this spectrum. So if we're thinking of a polarity or duality, at one end is the positive and at one end is the negative, there's kind of, I guess in this example, a neutral or balanced state somewhere in the middle. The law of vibration says that everything is made up of energy. So that inner work, the emotions, the beliefs, our unconscious bias, all of these things also have their own vibration. Now, what I call our vibrational set point, this is the overarching or predominant frequency that we vibrate at. So it may be the sum of all of the vibrations of every other thought and belief and experience and energy block and all of the things. So we must be aware of what our overarching point is, what that set point is. The more positive our experiences, the more positive our thoughts, the more clean and clear our energy systems are, in theory, the higher the personal vibrational set point we will operate at. How do we change that vibrational set point? Well, there are two ways. One is, as Abraham and Esther Hicks suggest, is that you just need to feel good in this moment. I agree. However, in order to feel good in this moment, we may only need to think in a positive way to sustain a positive vibration. We need to lift it overall. So when I say that we need both, this is what I mean. And I also have said that it may depend on where you are in your own spiritual journey. If you are brand new to the idea of frequency and healing and spirituality and all of these sorts of concepts, I think that your vibrational set point is probably going to need a heck of a lot more inner work to create the buoyancy for the vibrational set point to rapidly lift. If you have done a lot of inner work, if you've been in therapy for years, if you have worked with energy healers for years, if you have been following your intuition and your own spirit guides and you have a daily guidance practice, and this is not your first rodeo, so to speak, then you probably have a better chance of being able to hold that higher frequency in this moment and the next and the next. In my work, I like to talk about our ability to maintain and sustain the frequency. All of us can reach for a better feeling. And in my favorite book of Esther and Jerry Hicks, Ask and It Is Given, they even have at the back of their book a way to increase your frequency. So even if you just worked on your frequency, the law of correspondence says that sooner or later you will have to deal with the underlying opposing vibrations of the thoughts and feelings and energy. And so this is why in my work, it's about following the signs and following the guidance that you're given, because when you hold that higher vibration, the universe is going to respond by bringing you who and what you need in order to hold that vibration more. And sometimes what we need is the challenge or the lesson or the difficulty, not because we've attracted it per se, although there may be times that we have, but because in our soul learning the lesson, we can heal. And at this point, I'm even going to introduce in past life healing, because without addressing that and changing, as the law of vibration says, the vibrational frequency of that thing, the thought, the belief, the soul level healing, whatever it may be, if we don't change the frequency of all of them, we can't, I believe, change the overarching or the dominant vibrational set point. So we need both. If you have already done a lot of the inner work, continuing to poke at it, continuing to tune into frequencies of maybe trauma or difficulty, or tune into or hold the frequency of pain and disappointment more than you're holding the vibration, that higher vibration, the feel-good vibration, then yes, it could keep you stuck. I haven't shared this in my work for some time, and perhaps I'll need to bring it back onto the podcast, but I have also written, it was in my first book and you already know, and I have shared it elsewhere before, but I do believe that there are different stages of the soul journey. And depending on the type of soul that you are, or the phase, whether you're a new soul or an old soul, for example, could also influence which one you need. So it can be difficult to know which modality or teaching or concept or idea you're meant to pick up and run with. And, you know, what I'm about to say may not be a surprise to any long-term listeners. But when you really know who you are and your soul path and your soul purpose and the lessons that you're here to learn, and you understand how the universe is showing that to you, you will already know whether you are in a stage where the inner work is required or whether you can spend most of your time in that high vibration and simply allow for some level of healing or clearing to come when and if it's needed. So, Rebecca, I hope that that has answered your question. I feel like I could talk to this for much longer than 20 minutes. So if it prompts another question for you, don't forget you can submit that question. And if this Ask Helen episode was useful, would you please leave a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? Your feedback, as well as your questions, is so useful. Not only does it allow me to continue creating great free content for you, it also helps other people who may need this content to find it too. I really appreciate your feedback and that you take the time to tune in here to this podcast. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.